Chapter 2. A Strange Profession. During this time, a gentleman had walked into the salon. But hearing the sound of tuning and being nervous, he left saying, "The tuner, by God!" A few minutes later, Miss Blake, one of the hotel guests, quickly entered the salon. In her usual imperious fashion, she demanded immediate silence. "I have just finished," said the young woman. "The piano was so terribly out of tune that I could not resist." Miss Blake assumed that the young woman was the tuner for whom the hotel owner had promised to send. She went out into the garden, where she told some of the visitors that the piano had finally been tuned. She added that the tuner was a strange-looking young woman. "Really, it is quite disgusting how women these days throw themselves into every profession," she remarked in her masculine voice. "It is not feminine." There was nothing feminine about Miss Blake. Her horsecloth dress, her waistcoat and high collar, and her hat were masculine. "I should like to see this tuner," said one of the tennis players. "Here she comes," said Miss Blake, as the little girl slowly walked into the garden. The men put up their eyeglasses. They saw a little lady with a childlike face and soft brown hair. She had a very feminine appearance and manner. The goat came toward her and began gently biting at her dress. She seemed to understand the manner of goats and played with him. One of the tennis players, Oswald Everard, walked down to the bank where she was having her fun. "Good afternoon," he said, raising his cap. "I hope the goat is not worrying you. Poor little fellow. This is his last day of play. He is to be killed tomorrow for dinner." "What a shame," she said. "To be killed and then complained about." "That is exactly what we do here," he laughed. "We complain about everything we eat, and I admit to being one who complains the most." Though the lady in the horsecloth dress follows a close second. "She was the lady who was unhappy because I tuned the piano," the young woman said. "Still, it had to be done. It was plainly my duty. I seemed to have come for that purpose." "It greatly bothered me being out of tune," he said. "I've had to completely give up singing. But what a strange profession you have chosen. Very strange, isn't it?" "Why, surely not," she answered. "It seems to me that every other woman has taken to it. The wonder is that anyone ever does well. These days, no one could be rich from it."
"No one indeed," replied Oswald Everard, laughing. "What on earth made you take to it?"
"It took to me," she said simply. "It wrapped me round. I could think of nothing else. I promised that I would rise to the top of my profession. I worked day and night. But it takes years of hard work to get anywhere in this profession." He smiled at the young woman. He replied, "Good Lord, I thought it was merely a matter of a few months." "A few months," she repeated. "You speak like an amateur. No, one must work year after year. You imagine what it must feel like to touch the notes. And you know that you are taking the listeners to a special place.